Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of the most common excuses we give for not being saints is by acting as though sanctity is just for people in certain walks of life. You hear it all the time. Well, of course. I'm not a priest or a monk or a nun. Maybe they can afford to be saints. Maybe they have time to be saints, but I don't. We say, well, we have to be balanced. We're mothers and fathers and managers and employees, and we have lots of responsibilities in the world. So we have to balance holiness with the rest of the stuff we need to do. But that's not what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus told all his followers to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And holiness isn't one thing that you balance with other things. Holiness is the whole thing. Holiness is sanctifying your whole life. Your life as a mother or a father, or as the owner of a business, or as a professional, or as an employee. And remember, balance doesn't mean compromise. And it doesn't simply mean comfort. A tightrope walker is balancing, and it's difficult. It demands concentration, focus, and practice. So don't use balance as an excuse to be mediocre. Yeah, don't use balance as an excuse to be mediocre and lazy. If you're a disciple of Jesus, you don't get to be lazy about your faith. We are obliged to let it transform our whole life, and that's what it means to be a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So it's a weak excuse to point out our worldly responsibilities as a justification for not pursuing greater holiness. And what makes all that the more obvious is the way the church has canonized saints from all walks of life. We have saints who are kings and queens, saints who were common laborers and tradesmen, saints who were soldiers, saints who were doctors, and of course, saints who were parents. People claim to be too busy with the responsibilities of their life to become a saint. Louis, King of France, he made the time to become a saint. He led France to its economic and political golden age. He reformed the French legal process. He fought just wars, not from behind a desk, but out front, leading the charge into battle. He negotiated peace treaties with warring nations. He was a devout husband and father who raised 11 children. He had a deep life of prayer, and oh, he fed the poor from his own table, waiting on them and eating the leftovers once they had finished. So it doesn't work to act as though your state in life keeps you from being a saint. The witness of the church proves that it doesn't. And think of this. Saints actually do their responsibilities better than people who are not striving after excellence. The son of King St. Louis, Philip III, and his grandson, Philip IV, and his great-grandson, Philip V, did not pursue holiness. Oh, they were kings, but bad kings. And because they weren't saints, they paved the way for the Hundred Years' War and probably close to the destruction of France. So it actually pays to be a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We all have the temptation to find some part of our lives where we think the gospel doesn't need to factor in. Then we can say that, at least in that place, in that area, I don't have to worry about being a saint. But it's not true. There's no space, no room, no kind or part of life that should be walled off from the Lord. To be an integrated Christian means that the different parts of your life are integrated in Christ. To have different parts of your life that are disconnected simply means you're a Christian who lacks integrity. Bottom line, it means you're not all in. So you can't lock Jesus out of your bank account or out of your bedroom or the voting booth or out of your office or out of your sports or entertainment or social media. A saint is someone who has allowed the Lord to transform every part of their life. And the first step is to ask God to come into every facet of your existence, every responsibility, every activity, every relationship, every form of entertainment, especially those that you are still tempted to keep separated from Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus tells his followers that they are to be salt and light to the world. What's the point of these images? Just this. The only reason God has put you in the world is so that you can save the world. The world is broken, sad, lost, blind. And Christ has sent us into the world, into the workplace, the voting booth, the economy, the schools, and especially our families. That's why at the end of every Mass, the priest says, "Go." And he just remains at the church. We're the ones who are sent. And if you're not living the faith, then you're not giving the people that you've been sent to the joyful flavor, the salt their joyless lives so desperately need. And you're not giving them the light. You who have been blessed with the truth of salvation, you're just leaving people to wander alone in darkness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So living in the world isn't an excuse for not being a saint. It makes the need to live lives of radical holiness all the more urgent. The unchristian world needs us to be the best Christians we can be. If we become lukewarm, mediocre Christians, we might get less pushback, that's for sure. We might have less conflict, but our spouses, children, and friends will not convert. As one Dominican theologian put it, the only really powerful and really compelling force is strong conviction joined to a life of virtue. The very people who require you to court their favor despise a flatterer and surrender to a master. If you are of this world will love you because you are its own. But its silent disdain will be the measure of your fall. This perverse world loves, at the bottom, only saints. This cowardly world dreams of heroes. So it's ironic, isn't it? But those who persecute you, those who ignore you, those who refuse to convert and want no part of your religion, deep down, they don't want you to give in to be a mediocre Christian. They want you and need you to be a saint, a shining saint, for you might be their only hope. So pursue perfect holiness, above all out of love for God, and because only then can we help the sadness and confusion of this world and the people in our own families. They may not respond right away or ever, But they want you to be a saint, and they need you to be a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your reflections? What did this cause you to think about? What struck you?
I think it's always an interesting concept that at the end of the day, pursuing sainthood is so off the beaten path. Like, we have to stop pursuing anything else. And it's kind of the point. You're pursuing sainthood above all else, but you'll find that those things really are on the path if you have the right end goal in mind. And that doesn't make much sense, but my point is that it's really amazing to me how if in your friendships you're pursuing sainthood, in your work you're pursuing sainthood, like you said in this meditation, it makes you so much better at all of those things just because it's how we're made. But we feel like it's an obstacle. And it always comes back to, if you choose first the kingdom of heaven, all else will follow. It only comes that way. And if you try to get that backwards, you get none of it. But I was thinking about, like, take just conversation, for example.
Yeah.
If you're always speaking ill of others, if you're always very vulgar, really negative, you're just not having the best conversations. People don't enjoy those conversations as much. They're easier. So you might pat yourself on the back and say, look, we talked a lot, but did you really deeply enjoy it? And when I think about the best conversationalist I know, I think of Xavier. But that, for listeners who don't know, that's my brother. But he has always had a really, since he was in high school, he has had a very hard stance on gossip and upholding the reputation of others. Mm-hmm. And when you're forced to do that, you're forced to find better conversation topics. You're forced to find ways to steer others out of those negative conversations. And people slowly get the sense that you're always lifting others up. People like that. We don't realize it, but when you're putting moral ideals first, it makes you a better conversationalist. It makes you a better writer, a better worker, a better parent, everything.
Well, and the reason that you become better in every area is because you become virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
Virtue is just simply excellence.
Mm-hmm.
Virtue makes us an excellent human.
And on the surface, people might not like being virtuous, but people really like virtuous people.
Hey,
and we really like being liked.
Well, not only that, but virtuous people are a lot easier to deal with mm-hmm. in every situation.
Yeah, it makes it really easy in my life to deal with people day to day, because almost everyone I know is deeply grounded in their faith, so they're always pursuing virtue.
Yeah.
Which makes it a little too easy on me.
Someone who's pursuing virtue is going to be better at decision making. They're going to be just. They'll give their employer and their employees their due. They'll probably mm-hmm. even go beyond that and mm-hmm. give them more than they owe them.
Yeah.
They'll be temperate, so they won't be controlled by pride and vanity and envy and lust and gluttony and greed and so on. And they'll be courageous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wouldn't want to interact with somebody with those qualities?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of comes back to that last conversation we had on. We don't want to put in the time to pursue excellence, but we always look at, say, the example I gave last time, which is you look at a good guitarist and you're like, that's awesome. I'll never do that, though. We don't pursue that excellence seriously. We are kind of put off. It's sloth, like you said.
But what takes, it's, you know, it's not time. It's not extra time. Mm-hmm. Holiness doesn't take extra time.
Yeah, what does it take?
Okay, good question. Do you really want to go there for a moment?
Yeah, I want to go there for a moment. Because you're right, it's not time. I don't think it's even more energy.
Nope. I would argue that it takes less time and energy
yeah.
than living a really
mm-hmm.
destructive life.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. When I think of even, I think in college, it's not that we were all deeply immoral, but I think of the drama that came with college.
Oh, yeah.
Of just constantly butting heads with different people, or the ways that, because you're all in such tight quarters, things just bubble out of control really, really fast. They boil over really fast. I think of how much time we would have all saved if we just shut our mouths.
I'm going to give you a three-step way to be a saint.
Yeah.
Step one, go receive Jesus in the Eucharist as often as you can. Step two, do daily meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are in the rosary, but every day have a resolution with your meditation, because the resolution will cause you to grow in virtue. Step three, go to confession once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just do those three things and don't stop, and you will transform.
So it's not that it takes time, it takes commitment.
It takes commitment to a goal.
Yeah.
Our goal is we want transforming union with Jesus. We're committed for the goal. And if we just have these three practices and never stop, or if you mm-hmm. stop, if you stop, start again.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold those and you will reach transforming union yeah. with God.
So we gotta be committed to these things. We gotta be committed to living like a saint in our work.
And in every part of our life. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.